time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, good morning. Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. A little warmer than it was yesterday. A little wetter, too, but
yeah.
So you get what you get, huh? 58 degrees outside right now. A little bit of rainfall. I didn't catch the number. What did we have?
13 100s.
13. Well, that's what Messina had, too. Yeah. Pretty consistent around the area. Not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Wet down the pavement. That's about it. Not a whole lot this morning, but we'll play through it. It's supposed to be pretty decent, I think, the rest of this week, though.
Yes.
Didn't I hear? Like almost 80 degrees on Friday?
Yeah. Yep.
Enjoy those. We don't have many of those left, I don't think.
No, probably not.
Yeah, we're into fall now. It doesn't happen a lot. How's Brett this morning?
Oh, I'm ready for a little bit of nice weather again, too.
Isn't this the awkward part of the year in your business where people are kind of going day to day from air conditioning to heating to sometimes doing the same thing in one day?
You know, we're selling some furnaces and putting some furnaces in, so it's time. People are thinking about it.
Good time for maintenance.
Yep, you
play
betcha.
Ahead.
Yep. So
tell us about Camblin's.
All right. With Lennox's newer innovations, Camblin Plumbing and Heating can offer the best efficiencies for a new furnace, whether it be electric or gas. From 92 to 98% efficient in the gas furnaces, you will be able to take advantage of rebates that are available from the energy sources. Beat the battle for high energy prices with Camblin Plumbing and Heating in Lennox this winter. Give us a call soon and we'll have that furnace installed and you won't waste any of the benefits this year. We can be reached at 243-1512 in Atlantic or at 755-3286 in Harlan.
Excellent. Yeah, that's kind of important, too. You don't wait until that first really cold day when the furnace doesn't kick on for some reason.
A lot of people do.
I know.
Which, but that's fine. That kind of spreads things out for us a little bit, too.
Yeah, but it is helpful to get set up ahead of time. And what about planned service? You still doing that?
Oh, yeah. Yep, we're getting started on it. We're kind of late this year getting started, but
folks,
we are starting on it, yeah.
A lot of folks sign up for that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think we've got over 400.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, then you don't have to worry about it later on. Did I call to have them come and take a look to make sure it's ready for the season?
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
Just have to make one call ahead of time. A lot easier to do that kind of stuff. Planning ahead makes a big difference. And being the National Farm Safety Week, the folks at the National Safety Council are reminding a lot of folks out there in the rural areas, especially about safety here as well. We hear once in a while about these accidents. Just heard one in the news the other day. Farm accidents, things that happen just unexpectedly all of a sudden, and things that can be very devastating and deadly on the farm as well, with so many more pieces of equipment and what have you out there. And sometimes we're focused on equipment, we forget about some of the other dangers on the farm too. But a lot of things to be prepared with as we get ready for the real gist of the harvest season. We're not quite into the heavy part of it yet, but starting to see some activity out there. You know, a high proportion of farm fatalities and injuries can be attributed to tractors. The National Safety Council provides some tips and things, too. They say a tractor safety program can help minimize different types of risks. And some of their recommendations would be to develop a safety-first attitude. You should always follow safe work practices at all times and set a good example for others. One of their other recommendations would be to be physically and mentally fit when you're operating a tractor. Isn't it kind of that way in just about any business? You know, we work so many hours, we work so hard at it, we're thinking about other things and trying to solve problems maybe when we're doing some different types of activities on the, you know, perhaps on a tractor, whatever. But if you're fatigued, you're stressed, perhaps you're taking medication for an ailment or, you know, alcohol, drugs, things like that, all those types of things can impair your ability not only to operate a tractor safely, but just to be around one in a safe manner too. So always be prepared and be thinking about what you're doing, the task at hand. Make sure you equip the tractor with a rollover protective structure and always wear the safety belts that are provided there too. Take a look at your equipment. Also inspect that tractor for any possible hazards or maintenance issues before you get out to operate that piece of equipment. You know, you wouldn't hop in the car and go on a cross-country ride without at least checking the oil first or something. Well, with the tractor, you're kind of doing the same thing. You're going to be using that for quite a long time, the tractor, the combine, whatever. Now, make sure whoever uses that tractor has received safety training and proper operation as well. And shut the tractor down, turn the engine off, remove the keys, and wait for all the moving parts to stop. before you dismount. And make sure you keep bystanders and others away from the tractor operating area. You shouldn't allow extra riders, particularly children. You know, sometimes kids want to hop on, too. You know, you even see that in the homes. You drive around town, you see people on riding lawnmowers, and they might have their child sitting on their lap. Oh, boy, do I cringe every time I see that. Man, is that an accident waiting to happen, and a bad accident, too. You know, never have more than the expected amount of people, you know, on something like that. Also, the Safety and Health Group at the National Safety Council encourages us to stay safe just around farm equipment, too. Falls from tractors or trailing equipment also lead to serious injury and death on farms and ranches. So there are ways to prevent accidents like that. They suggest wearing shoes or boots with slip-resistant soles and heels, not just whatever's on sale. Make sure you keep platforms and foot plates and steps clear of any mud, snow, manure, and other debris. Keep them clean. Before you move, check the tractor and any trailing equipment to ensure that no one has climbed aboard without your knowledge. Also, remove tools or any other items that could cause a tripping hazard from the operator platform. Never allow anyone to ride on the drawbar or any towed machinery. Insist that no one ride on farm equipment except those required for equipment operation, instruction, or diagnostics. Make sure you reduce the speed on rough, uneven, or hilly ground, and watch for any obstacles out there, too. Wait for the tractor to stop before you get off. Make sure you set the brake and step down using the handrails or the rails. And then no one should ever be jumping off a moving tractor. And two, remember too, whenever possible, equip the tractors with those rollover structures because they are more comfortable. They give overhead protection and they prevent falls. Boy, you take a look at some of the old models that used to be used years ago. Safety was not really a priority time at all, was it? And when it comes to the harvest season, you know, a lot of heavy-duty machinery in use out there. So as we bring the crops in this fall and get into full swing, the Iowa Department of Public Health says about half of the state's 500 reported farm machinery and equipment injuries each year occur between the months of August and November, basically the harvest season. Many of those serious injuries occur when the workers are stressed or they're tired or possibly taking some shortcuts on some routine tasks because, well, this is the hectic time of the year. You're trying to get so much done. So they do suggest to minimize the risks during harvest time. The National Safety Council and the Iowa Department of Public Health do suggest that workers should review the equipment manuals because workers might be less knowledgeable with equipment that they might only use a few days out of each year. You know, and it might not necessarily be the owner of the equipment either. It might be some help that are out there working on those things. So make sure they understand them and have a chance to look through all that information. Also, perform any routine maintenance and make sure you replace loose or worn equipment like belts and hydraulic lines. Make sure all the shields and guards and grab bars on the platforms are secure. And make sure you take a look around, too. Survey the fields and mark potential problems, things like large stones, stumps, other types of obstacles that might be out there, too. It doesn't take much to all of a sudden hit a bump in the road and an accident's kind of happened there, too. So make sure you're very familiar with all the equipment that you're using so that you know. Make sure that that equipment is in really, really good shape. Make sure it's ready to go for the season before the season gets there. Certainly, there are breakdowns that occur from time to time. Some of those can be avoided with some earlier maintenance. Make sure that you're looking out for all those types of things, too. Because when all of a sudden you have breakdowns like that that could possibly have been avoided earlier and it slows down your harvest, depending upon the weather conditions, rain, what have you, you might be pressed for time to get back out there. So you get real anxious about everything, and then on top of that, you're wondering, when are we going to get back there? When am I going to get that combine back? When are we going to get that part in? When are we going to get back out there again? And all of a sudden, you're rushing, trying to get things done, and you're working 22-hour days, and that's when accidents happen again, too. So a little planning ahead of time can help a lot throughout the season. So make sure you get through the fall harvest season in a safe manner. This is National Farm Safety Week, so make sure you take a look at all those safety issues, not just for you, but any family members or workers that might be helping you out there as well. I want to turn things back over to Brett so he can tell us more this morning about Camlin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Put it in a new shower or bathtub, and your bathroom doesn't have to be a major expense. Camlin Plumbing and Heating has several different manufacturers we work with and can show you the easiest ways possible. From Kohler, Sterling, Aquatic, and Musty, you will have the selection that will give you just the right look and color. And with Camlin Plumbing and Heating's technicians, the job will be done right, I guarantee. You will have a choice of cast iron to acrylic to a magnitude of color selections, and your quality is always guaranteed. Give us a call to get a free estimate on your remodel at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan. The thought of the day today comes to us from Vince Lombardi. The difference between a successful person and others is not the lack of strength, not the lack of knowledge, but rather the lack of will.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Hey, go out and make it a great and safe day, and God bless America.